You find your seat. Your eyes can close. And you have a few minutes of quiet here to simply watch yourself arrive. You become more sensitive to the space around you. And more sensitive to all the movements that you feel inside. But you observe all this from your seat, quiet, still, silent. You notice the soft movement of your breath. It's caressing your whole being. Soothing it, calming it. And as you follow the breath, on the exhalation, you're going to travel from the top of the body to the bottom, simply sweeping the body with your attention. With your awareness. You're first gonna become aware of the back body. And just a few times, your awareness travels from the top to the bottom through the back body. Then through the front body. Next time you move down through the head, the neck, the shoulders, into the arms, all the way down to your hands, your palms, your fingers. And you feel your hands relax. Really feel your palms, the top of your hand, your fingers. Relax. And then move down through the length of the torso, but on the surface of the skin a few times. Then inside the body, and finally, your awareness travels down along the spine. Now, a few times, you're going to travel down and up again along the spine, slowly deepening your breath. If you are familiar with the Ujjayi breath, you could breathe in Ujjayi. And you accompany the movement of the breath, feeling that your body opens to receive the breath in. And sensing your body relax, accompanying the breath out. Simultaneously feeling that you're connecting to the earth with a sense of grounding, of rooting. And simultaneously growing, reaching out, reaching up in the space above. And you stay focused on the movement along the spine, but you take a very simple twist to your right. The left hand can come on the opposite thigh, the right hand on the floor behind you. It's creating a little more opening in the right part of the chest, in the right shoulder. And you stay focused on grounding simultaneously, lengthening and breathing along the spine. Good. You come back to the center. Take the time you need there in the center. And then when you feel like turning to the other side, rotating to your left, placing your right hand on the opposite thigh, the left hand on the floor behind you. You feel the opening in the left part of the chest, in the left shoulder. And you keep feeling the spine lengthen and you breathe along it. Good, and you come back to center again. Just before we change position, slide your two hands on the floor behind you, just behind your bum, 10, 15 centimeters away. And then you're going to use your hands on the floor slightly to arch the spine a little, pulling the tailbone backwards, but mainly lifting the chest bone, lifting the heart upwards. And you don't need to lift the head. You can actually keep the chin down if you prefer, or if it feels comfortable to just lift the chin a little, you can do so. And let's take a few breaths here. On the inhalation, feel the space of the heart widen, expand. On the exhalation, your awareness travels downwards, connecting to the pelvic floor. So when you inhale, the energy moves up into the heart center, and you can even have a very short suspension here, feeling the heart expand. And when you exhale, you move down, connecting to your lower belly, to the pelvic floor, maybe with a soft lift of the pelvic floor. Just do that a few times. And you can release. If your eyes are still closed, you can open them, and let's transition from sitting to an all four position. You want to have your hands shoulder width apart, your knees underneath your hips. And then a few times, let's push the hands into the floor and round the spine, tucking the tailbone under, widening the space between the shoulder blades. And then we do the opposite. We arch, lifting the tailbone, lifting the chest, sliding the shoulder blades down the back. And exhale, we round. So you do it at your pace. Maybe you're still with your Ujjayi breath. And you want to do it very slow so that you really feel the movement and the wave travel through the entire length of your spine. And then you stabilize in the center, and we'll take a twist from all fours. So we slide first the left arm just behind the right wrist. So we come and place our left shoulder and the left side of the head on the floor. And once we're here, first we're going to stay. Either the right hand stays where it is, or you can reach the right arm up towards the ceiling. You could also then wrap this right arm behind your back to create again a little more stretch in the right side of the chest, opening in the right shoulder. And then it's your choice. Either you keep your twist with the legs facing the back, or you pivot from your knees, the bottom of the leg, towards the right side. It's going to make you turn a little more, round a little more. And you take a few deep breaths here. Remember, you want to feel the body opening to receive the breath in with more ease. And you encourage the body to relax, to soften even more with each exhalation. Good. Bring your legs back to the center. Right hand on the floor and push back onto your two hands in all fours. And then we slide to the other side. The right arm slides under. So right shoulder, right side of your head on the floor. And then at first you want to keep the legs where they are. Maybe you reach already the left arm towards the ceiling. And maybe you wrap the left arm behind the back. So there's already a bit of a stretch in the left side of the chest and in the left shoulder. But if you wish, you can also pivot the bottom of your legs towards the left, which is going to round your back a little more, but also enable you to twist a little more, feeling even more opening in the left side of the chest. Find stillness, explore the body with the breath here. And we release. The legs move back again. Left hand, right hand on the floor. And from all fours, just make sure your hands are again more or less at the width of your shoulders. Fingers pointing forward, and then you press yourself back into downward dog. So you lift the knees off the floor, and you have a little moment here. Maybe the knees stay slightly bent. To just feel the length and the stretch through your arms and your shoulders. Feeling your spine lengthen. And feeling the nice stretch along the side, the back of your legs. So from your downward dog, just walk your feet to the front of your mat in Uttanasana, the forward bend, and don't hesitate to bend the knees as much as is needed. So you feel that you're hinging, folding from your hips. From here, you place the hands against the front of your shins and you push against the shins, lengthening your arms to lengthen your spine forward. Again, you feel a nice opening through the front of the chest, but make sure that the neck and the face are soft. Keep the chin slightly in so that there's softness in the upper body. Very easy to bring too much tension here. Then you place your hands on your hips, keeping the shape of the torso, and you take yourself all the way up into Tadasana, the standing pose. Either feet together or hip distance apart, the arms are down along the side body. And you want to take a little moment here to feel your posture. Feeling the weight on your feet distributed equally between the mount of your toes and the heel. Feeling the bones of the feet rooting into the earth, but feeling the energy from the earth lift through the soles of the feet, lift upwards. Your knees are not locked, but your legs are straight. And then you just feel that your head is aligned over your shoulders, which are aligned over your hips. Feel if you need to roll your shoulders a little bit more back and feel the length through your arms, lengthening your fingers and feeling their connection to the earth. Feeling the energy between your fingers and the earth. And we move through three rounds of sun salutation, taking them very easy. We reach the arms over the head on a breath in. And you fold from the hips over the legs. You breathe out. Heart out. So maybe the hands on the shins again, or on your fingertips in front of the feet. And then root your hands down. Step back to a high plank and bend your elbows. Come all the way down onto your stomach. From here, lift to a small cobra. Rolling the shoulders back, opening the front of the chest, and tuck the toes under, maybe through all fours, back to downward dog. And we stay. We breathe in. And in downward dog, we breathe out. We breathe in. And out. One more breath in. As you exhale, start to roll the feet to the front of the mat. You're gonna breathe in, opening the heart halfway up again. Maybe the hands on your shins. And exhale, you fold over the legs again. Now through a flat spine, come all the way up again, reaching the arms by the side, over the head, maybe gazing up, and the arms come down by your side. You stay standing up. Feel the energy through the fingers connecting to the earth. And again, arms reach up. Inhale. Fold over the legs. Exhale. Heart lifts. Inhale. And root the hands, walk back to high plank, bending the elbows to low plank, all the way onto your stomach. Inhale to your cobra, rolling the shoulders back and down. And then exhale to downward dog. Stay in downward dog, breathe in. And breathe out. Breathe in. And breathe out. Make sure your eyes are soft. Keep them rather still. One more nice inhale. Exhale, you walk your feet to the front of your mat. When you arrive here, inhale with your heart open. And then exhale, fold onto the legs again. Come all the way up, inhale. And relax the arms down. Simultaneously, you grow out through the crown of your head. Let's do it one more time. Inhale the arms up. Exhale, fold over your legs. Hands to the shins or on the floor. You inhale, lifting the chest forward. And exhale, hands down, walk back. Bend the elbows high to low. Plank all the way down on your stomach. Inhale, cobra. And exhale, downward dog. Breathing in. Focus on your breath, breathing out. Breathing in. Breathing out. Breathing in. Exhale, walk your feet to the front of your mat. Place your hands on your shins. Inhale to lengthen the chest forward. Exhale to fold your body over the legs again. Now through a straight spine, inhale, come all the way up again. And soften the arms by your side. Tadasana. This time we stay here just for a few breaths. sensitive to what those few rounds of sun salutation and those first postures have already shifted in your energy, in your connection to your body, in your sensations. Then keep the feet either together or hip distance apart. Come and interlace the fingers just behind you, behind your sacrum. And then on the inhalation, you lift the chest up. You try to lengthen the arms a little more towards the floor. And then as you exhale, you hinge again from the hips. Bend the knees as much as you need, but the fingers stay interlaced and the arms move away from the back, over the back towards the front or towards the ceiling and more towards the front of the room. Just stay here for a few breaths. And then you bring the hands back towards your hips, we release the fingers and the hands on the floor, and then we walk back to this plank position. Maybe you want to place the knees down before you go all the way down onto your stomach again. Okay, so now once we're on the stomach, lengthen one leg after the other towards the back of your mat. So you feel a little more length through the front of your hips. And once you're there, bring the top of your forehead onto the floor so that you lengthen your neck and bring your arms back along the side body. Palms facing the floor or touching the floor. And we start by lifting the torso up. You can choose whether the hands stay on the floor or if they lift, but you want to make sure that you're not leading the lift and the opening of the chest with your chin pulling forward. So soften the gaze towards the tip of the nose and bring the chin down just a little bit so you feel softness in the upper body, in the head, in your face. And staying here, you're going to come and lift the right leg up. You lengthen it backwards. Place the right leg down. Let's lift the left leg up. Place it down again and then take your torso down. Have a little moment here. Top of your forehead on the floor. Let the breath be. And we go again. Start to lift the chest. Feeling your shoulder blades slide towards the back, the lower back. Chest opens, but chin softens. And this time start by lifting the left leg up. Place the left leg down, lift the right leg up. Place the right leg down and take the torso down. One more time, crown, top of your forehead on the floor. Soften the breath. And the last one here on the stomach, you're going to lift your torso up again. But this time you try to lift the two legs together. If they can stay rather connected, you can think about having the big toes touching or at least hip distance apart. Try not to widen them too much. And then we stay for a few breaths. Five. Four. Three. Feel the back body work. Feel the front body open. Two. And one. Slowly come down. And this time, press yourself back through all fours into Vajrasana. So just sit on your heels. Unless it's uncomfortable, you sit in a cross-legged position. But just finding a seat and staying with the sensation for a little moment. We'll take one more back bend. So this time, come and sit on your bum. And then come and lie on your back. So once you're on your back, you want your feet hip distance apart. And we're going to take a bridge or a half bridge. So you can either place a block underneath your hips once your bum is lifted, or you can support your hips with your hands. Or if you wish, you can just interlace the fingers on the floor underneath your bum and roll your shoulders under so that the chest again is nicely open. And then we're going to stay here and simply work with our breath, deepening it. So together to meet with the breath, we're going to breathe in and out. And again, breathing in and out. Deepen the breath. Breathe in for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and exhale. Breathe in for 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and exhale. Breathe in for 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and exhale. And then one last deep breath, as slow and deep as you can. And you exhale, and this time you just release the arms and come down, hips down. Bring your arms out to the sides, and then you'll shift your bum slightly to the right, and then bring your knees a little closer to your chest again and let them drop on the left side. So we're in a twist. Our chest faces the ceiling, the knees are on the left, and then the gaze can be towards the ceiling or can keep twisting and turn to the right. We stay here for a few breaths, and I'm going to ask you to visualize and sense The breath in, move through the left side of your body and the left nostril. And the exhalation, move through the right side of your body, through the right nostril. So in through the left and out through the right. Slower and slower, breathing in through the left, breathing out through the right. Okay. Take it back to center. Feet on the floor, you push them so you can readjust the pelvis in the center, but then you shift the pelvis a little more to the left. Bring the thighs a little closer in and let your knees come to the right side. Your left arm is out and your gaze can be up to the ceiling or even turning towards the left as well. And once you feel more comfortable in the pose, this time you'll breathe in through the right side, the right nostril, and you'll breathe out through the left side, left nostril. Allow the breath to become slower, calmer. And then you take it back to center again, readjusting your hips. And just have a little moment with the legs out in Shavasana, in your relaxation, with the arms alongside the body, the palms facing up. Let go of the control over the breath, but you stay aware of its movement. You feel the movement caress your entire being. It's creating space for the energy to circulate more easily with each inhalation. And it's releasing any leftover tension with each exhalation. You feel the softness. Through your face. Inside the head. Your neck. Your shoulders, your upper back, and your arms are relaxed. You feel the relaxation in your hands. It's relaxed in your chest and in your rib cage. In the solar plexus area and in the belly. There's more space and freedom in the hips. And you feel the relaxation from the hips down through the legs. And you feel your feet relax. Could you simultaneously feel the relaxation in your two feet and in your two hands? And you feel your entire body giving in to the earth. And then you choose if you want to lengthen your relaxation, you can stay a little longer. And otherwise, you can slowly make your way up to a sitting pose again, just bending your knees, rolling to one side, where you can stay for a little moment if you wish. But once you've come to a sitting pose again, Have a moment there. Be present to what the practice has shifted, how the energy feels, how your body, your mind feels. Take a moment to thank yourself for taking that time to practice, to care. Namaste.